In Pakistan, almost 2 million people have fled their homes, many of them from the Swat Valley, where government troops are battling to take back control from the Taliban. Today, the army said it has secured what's been dubbed the Bloody Intersection, a crossroads in the Swat city of Mingora, where militants hung mutilated bodies for all to see. Neighborhood by neighborhood, town by town, the fighting continues and civilians flee, in many cases, to overburdened relief camps. It's a dusty, desperate situation, a human tragedy that has drawn many different relief organizations to the area, including the group Jamaat-ud-Dawah. Pakistan banned that organization in December after the UN Security Council listed it as a terrorist organization with links to last year's Mumbai attacks. Now the group has resurfaced with a different logo and a different name, Falahi Insaniyat, or the Human Welfare Foundation. It's providing food, water, and first aid to the refugees and winning over people who feel they've been abandoned by the government. Nasim Ashraf is with the Middle East Institute here in Washington, and he visited the Swat Valley a month ago, just before the fighting began.
You see, at that time, what I saw was that the people of even Mardan, which is a district close to Swat, and Bunair, which is adjoining Swat, and Swat itself, were just intimidated. They had been hearing about the Taliban. Taliban had been there for a year. They had been going around house to house recruiting people. They had killed a few people. They had shooed off the landowners. So the people were intimidated, and they wanted the government to take action. The government had signed this peace deal thinking that if the Taliban were to live up to that, they would have to lay down their arms. Mm-hmm. Well, they did not. The Taliban broke the agreement. And in a way, the government was counting on that, thinking that when they have to take military action, the people then would support them. And until now, one of the things in this whole saga in that part of the world has been, in this war on terror, which was a terrible name anyway, fighting against these extremists and these militants and these jihadis who were destroying Islam, we did not have the support of the people. And I think that was crucial.
But now all these people are having to flee.
Yes.
And this charity has come in that has already been banned. Would you tell us a little bit more about Falahi Insaniyat?
It has a very limited presence. It is called the Falahi Insaniyat. It is apparently, they have on their logos, they have also got the logo of Jamaat-ud-Dawah, which has banned. The government of Pakistan has very clearly come down in the last 2 weeks and has been very strict in banning or not allowing these organizations to come in, which is the gap. For, you know, as you correctly pointed out, it's an overwhelming human tragedy. And you know, it's impossible for anyone to stop someone from, say, distributing food or for taking care of sick children or women who are dying, you know, from childbirth. So there are a lot of organizations of Pakistani origin. They're coming in and working. There's the Khidmat-e-Khalq, which is an offshoot of the MQM from Karachi. There is the foundation of the Jamaat-e-Islami, and there are so many other...
You just mentioned one Islamist party and a secular party.
Correct. So they're working there, and so is the Pakistani army, the Pakistani government. You know, for 1.6 million people who have come in just 10 days... It is simply beyond the scope of any one entity to deal with them. And I think this is a huge opportunity for not just the government of Pakistan, but for the United States and our Western allies to actually show to the people that they care.
It sounds as if you're saying that the government could conceivably defeat the Taliban but lose the people.
If we are not careful, especially with this internally displaced person from Swat, that's a very real possibility.
Nasim Ashraf is the former chairman of Pakistan's National Commission for Human Development, a grassroots organization. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.